dreams and visions are very exciting. When God shows you something, it's exciting. But every dreamer will wake up from the dream. And reality is not always fun. You're not hearing me. Life can be war. Hello? You know, I always say to you when I'm teaching on marriage, that reality can mess up romance. You meet a young man, you're excited about him, you are courting with him, you are moving up and down, you are dreaming of living with him forever until you get married and you move into the house and the reality of the two of you sets in. And then suddenly you begin to ask, why did I love him before? Why did she love me? Why did he love me before? Come on, is anybody getting me? Because reality can mess up romance. The same thing in ministry. Somebody says, God called me, and he's very quick to go and start a work. And if you see a young pastor about to start a new work, you see the excitement and the exuberance until he begins. And reality sets in, and suddenly the excitement begins to go down. Why? Because things don't always work as expected. Come on, talk to me. Are you here? There's always the beginner struggle. Somebody say beginner struggle. Why? Because nothing in life is perfect. And nothing will work out perfectly. You have started a new journey in marriage, in ministry, in business, in career. Nothing is perfect and nothing works out perfectly. And you never should let temporary inconvenience steal your permanent testimony. Don't let any struggle at the beginning of a journey stop your journey. Don't forget what Proverbs 24 verse 10 says. He says, if you faint in the day of adversity, you are made of inferior material. Your strength is small. Lift up your hand and say, I won't stop. Let me give you three reasons why beginner struggle can knock the air out of many visionaries. The first reason is the snare of unrealistic expectations. Many people have unrealistic expectations about life. Fantasy is not faith. Great expectations are beautiful. But somebody wrote a book. The title is What to Expect When You Are Expecting. You didn't hear me. It's about pregnancy. The title of the book is What to Expect When You Are Expecting. Because many young girls who just got married are always anxious to get pregnant. But to get pregnant is not always very exciting. Because when you take in, sometimes the coughing and the vomiting, are you getting what I'm talking about? And the anxious moments begin. And the husband who is begging the wife to take in suddenly finds out that it becomes inconvenient. Am I talking to somebody here today? Morning sickness, pressure here, sometimes bleeding, sometimes this. So the woman wrote a book on to tell young girls what to expect when you're expecting. Because there are some things that can arise when you get it taken. In the same way with you, you need to know that in life, no matter your great expectations, there are pressures. Somebody say pressures. When you have unrealistic expectations, it makes you underprepared for reality. Because you have very high expectations, but when they are not met, you get frustrated. Are you still here? Unrealistic expectations make every simple challenge a burden. That's why when Israel came out of Egypt and they crossed the Red Sea, hello? Is anybody with me? They entered into a desert. And the Bible said they went 3 days and they didn't find water. And what happened? They started quarreling with Moses. Excuse me. If you are in the desert, are you expecting rivers everywhere? Please talk to me. That God is with you. You are in the desert. Until you find an oasis, you are in the desert. But they were angry. They began to quarrel. Why? Unrealistic. There are some people believe that if God is actually with us, nothing will go wrong. God can be with you and pressure appear. Come on, anybody hearing me here? Remember when Israel was sent to, some people were sent to spy out Canaan. They went there. They said, Kai, the land is very beautiful, but we saw giants in the land. What were you expecting? You expecting a deserted land? You expecting that when you are coming out of Egypt, all the people in the territory of Canaan will pack out? And then you enter houses you didn't build? Lands you didn't buy? Enjoy vineyards you didn't plant? Excuse me. What were you expecting? That when you went to the interview, nobody else will come? What were you expecting? That when you quoted for the job, nobody else will quote? What were you expecting? That when you started a relationship, nobody else will want to take the man away? What were you expecting? Can I talk to somebody here today? That when you register their company, the first moment you enter there, they give you a job of 20 to 100 million. What were you expecting? Unrealistic expectations mess up destiny. Am I preaching to somebody? Yes, calm your heart down. Even if things are not the way you expect them to be. Yes, are you okay in this building here? There's a future. And you will get there. Amen. Let me hear your amen. Amen. The second thing that makes beginners struggle to take away your speed and momentum is self-doubt. Sponsored by initial mistakes and losses. There are many times that people begin something and there's initial mistakes. Everything that you are not proficient at, you'll be making mistakes. And when you become proficient, you also make blunders. You didn't hear me. If you're here, say yes. As a young pastor, you make mistakes. As a young wife, you make mistake. As a young husband, you make mistake. In any class you are in school, you make mistakes. You can even go to an exam knowing there's something and still make a mistake in the exam hall. Please talk to me. Is that true? There are mistakes. But the problem with a lot of people is that when they make a mistake, it brings self-doubt. And maybe I'm not good enough. Excuse me, it's only a mistake. Don't let the criticism of cynical people cripple your self-confidence. There are people who are always cynical. There are people who are always they criticize A, criticize B, criticize C. Listen to me. Don't let their criticism cripple your self-confidence. May you move on. Amen. Oh my God. I said, may you move on. Amen. Because when you are on the stage of life, people will easily see your mistakes. Have you ever been watching football before? And you see somebody miss a shot. And you scream. You say, foolish man. He could have scored a goal. Hindsight is 20/20 vision. If you were good enough, why are you not the one in the field? Our people say it's the man that is not in the wrestling match that knows the kind of tactics that can win. He says, you should hold him there. You should hold him there. You should hold him there. What is he wasting time for? Hold him! And that's what we do. People stay out and they criticize. Oh, but the church should do this. The pastor should do this. Didn't they see this one? Excuse me, I am the one on the stage. You come and stand too. Hello? You know, there are people that think that coming out to the pulpit and giving a sermon Sunday after Sunday is easy. And every Sunday you come and bring a new word. And your minister strong, and people get healed, people get delivered. Landlord, travel and see. Are you hearing me here? Come do something, make we see. Mockers will always mock. The people mocking you today will attend your Thanksgiving tomorrow. Amen. I wish I can hear your amen. Amen. Ask any of my leaders. The first code of my leadership is I'm not afraid of making mistakes. I don't care. I'll make the mistake. We correct it. I said to you many years ago, I said, even if the milk is spilled, if the cow is still alive, more milk will come. So I'm not bothering my head about whether I got it all perfectly. I'm bothering my head as to whether we finish my course. That I want to stay until Jesus comes. And I want to stand before him and say, what you asked me to do, I've done it. Finish your course. Do your own. Amen? Amen. Out of mistakes, miracles can emerge. A message can come out of a mess. So brother, don't let frustration that you made a mistake cripple your desk. You invested. You lost the money. Invest again. You went for the first interview, you failed. You go again. Go again. Go again. Go again. You say, I don't understand. I want to go to university. First jam fell. Second jam fell. Third jam fell. Jump again. Am I talking to somebody here today? Go back there. Tell your neighbor, go back there. Come on, tell somebody again, go back there. The year has started. We told you God is going to bless you. God is going to move you forward. Don't sit back there afraid of making mistakes. Step in, young man.
Gateway International Church invites you to our special weekly program, Faith Clinic, every Thursday, 9 a.m. to midday, featuring healing, deliverance, and spectacular miracles. Ministering in partnership with the Holy Spirit, Pastor George Izunwa at the church auditorium. Gateway International Church, 3032 Elion Paramount Road of Ada George, Mile 4, Port Hackett. Plan to attend this clinic where Jesus is the supreme physician. For more information, call 0803-067-5153 or visit www.gicfamily.org. Come, Jesus exceeds expectations.
The third reason why initial mistakes mess up people's destiny momentum is the frustration of limited resources for identifiable opportunities. Have you ever seen an opportunity and you didn't have the money for it? Come on, are you with me? Do you know it's frustrating? Come on, talk to me. Do you know it's frustrating? You say, kai. I need to invest in this. I need to invest in this. I need to invest in it. You don't have the money. Great. Start where you are. Start where you are. What you have is enough to begin with. If you have me, say yes. You know, sometimes you may not have all the resources, but do something. Tell your neighbor, do something. Do something. Start where you are. And sometimes, brothers and sisters, some things you call opportunity may be death traps. Not every door that opens is your door. Come on, am I talking to somebody here today? So while you are quarreling that God didn't release the opportunity, it may be God saving you. Come on, are you hearing me? It may be God saving you. So trust God and move in his grace. Let your amen be loud. Amen. Trust him. How do I overcome beginner struggles? First thing, keep your eye on your core goal and let it inspire you to drive. Let it inspire your drive. Keep your eye on your core goal. Brothers and sisters, there is something that is your core goal. Somebody say core goal. I'm not here. Can I say core goal? Keep your eye on that. Where you are going is where you are going. Amen. Amen. Listen, whether you are struggling or not, whether things are working out or not, let nobody around you be in doubt that you are going for greatness. You didn't hear me. Though your beginning was small, your latter end should greatly increase. Please listen to me. Particularly married men here, please listen to me. Never let your wife and your children believe that you have settled for smallness. Whether you can pay house rent or not, whether you can pay school fees or not, whether your business is working or not, the moment you reduce yourself to that level, you sow distrust and you sow disrespect. Because every woman wants to marry a hero. Children believe that their fathers are supermen. Keep inspiring your family no matter the mess you are in. Can I talk to somebody here today? Don't reduce your expectation. Let them know, even if it's at 75, we can still have a breakthrough. Abraham was 75 before he broke through. Can I talk to somebody here today? Don't ever settle with uncertainty and start talking with a low voice and start bringing your shoulders slouching and start talking as if things are so bad that you can never move forward. Don't settle on the issue of house rent and landlord disturbance and all of this and nobody's trying to help you until your family looks at you as a decrepit, disrespectful person. Speak with confidence. Let your voice carry audacity. We may not be where we need to be, but we are on our way. Come, am I talking to somebody here? Something will happen. One day, I will stand where men stand. Can I talk to somebody here today? In the midst of demotion, in the midst of defame, in the midst of failure, in the midst of shame, I've never stopped speaking my confidence. Year by year by year by year by year. And brothers and sisters, as the years keep going, it's getting closer. Am I talking to somebody here today? It's getting closer. So never stop. Keep your eye on your cargo. Number two, make a destiny vow to God and yourself that will reinforce mental toughness. Make a vow to God and to yourself. I didn't say vow to man, vow to yourself. I won't die small. Let that be your personal vow to yourself. I won't be the last among my mates. I won't be a beggar among men in the church. I won't be a woman without a testimony. If I perish, I perish. Whatever it will take, I will pay the price. Come on, are you hearing me here today? Make a vow to yourself. I can't pastor a location of 50 persons week by week. What nonsense. If they don't come, I go to the house and carry them. You didn't hear me. Is anybody hearing me here? I don't know. The church is not great. The people are not interested. They don't want to come to church. Shame on you. They can't come. Go and bring them. Can I talk to somebody here today? Don't give me all those long stories. Something must change. Tell your neighbor it must change. Come and talk to a better neighbor. It must change. Don't tell me that my business can't work. My business can't work. Somebody came here and pour blood everywhere. And one man in our line is taking everybody's business. All he poured is the blood of a chicken. You have the blood of a Christ. Pour your own. No, you didn't. Is anybody hearing me here today? The man went to a shrine and you are a shrine. He went to a shrine. You are a living, walking, breathing shrine. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost dwells in you. A temple is a shrine. Is anybody hearing me here today? You are the habitation of a spirit being. So stop complaining about a man that went to a shrine and they gave him powder. Enter there like a shrine, match your feet there and take possession. Pour your oil there and take possession. Make a declaration. Can I talk to a human being here? This week, win every battle in the name of Jesus. Don't enter anywhere looking foolish. Don't enter anywhere confused. Carry yourself with the honor God has put on you. If you are hearing my voice, say yes. Make a destiny vow. I won't die small. People like me don't suffer shame. No. This generation must hear my voice. They like me, they don't like me, they must make room for me. Is anybody hearing what I'm talking about? In any profession where you are, in any area where you are, if you have made a vow to yourself, you will wake up in the morning pursuing. The reason a lot of people don't have a passion and a drive is that they don't have a vow to themselves. To them, life is by chance. To them, life is a game of luck. If you are lucky, things will work. If you are not lucky, things will not work. Listen, I don't have to be lucky. It must work. By fire, by force. Is anybody hearing me here today? If the gate will not open, I will pull it down. Is anybody hearing me here today? They say, wait your turn. Wait your turn. There are people that bypass turn. No, you didn't hear me. They're listening now, turn by turn. God is a God of turn by turn. Where did you see that in the Bible? Is anybody hearing my voice? Go do something about your destiny. This year, somebody here will count the first billion. When your amen rises, may it be you. Number three thing. Continually encourage your pursuit with positive motivation by feeding daily on the word of faith. Continually encourage your pursuit with positive motivation by feeding daily on the word of faith. Every day, feed on the word of faith. He said to Joshua, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth." He said, "You shall meditate therein day and night, and then you'll make your way prosperous, and you have good success daily on the word of faith." If you are with me, say yes. That's why we come to church on Sundays, to begin our week with a word of faith, so that something can be said to you that can make your week work. Is anybody hearing me? Are you hearing me? That you enter into the week with a drastic faith. Last week it didn't work, but this week it will work. I thought somebody would say a better amen. Amen. That's what you need. Encourage yourself with positive motivation. And then finally, I need you to understand this, that good success begins and ends with your relationship with God. Psalm 127 verse 1, "Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except they keep the city, the watchman wake in vain." Brothers and sisters, it's a deceptive pastor that will tell you that you can do anything and God will back you up. If you are not walking with God, God will not walk with you. You need to walk with him. And if you are not yet born again, you need to please be born again. Make sure that you are rightly connected to the God that can help you. Make sure you wake up in the morning at least 15 minutes praying tongues every morning before you step out. Make sure you don't step out without reading the Bible. Make sure that you put God first. Make sure that you are pursuing the presence of the Holy Spirit. Make sure that you keep sin away from your life. Make sure that where you are going, God is going with you.